Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All. Less work, more clean. Terms apply.
Happy New Year and welcome to the holiday of January 3rd, where we all celebrate my oldest brother Gary's birthday. Happy birthday, Gary.
Happy birthday, Gary.
And I'm so glad to welcome you here to the Clark Howard Show, where our mission is to serve you and empower you so you make better financial decisions in 23. Get used to that 23. Today, I'm starting out talking about something that is so universal, and that is gift cards. There's a mistake half of us make with gift cards. We got to talk about that. And also later, I'm going to talk about something called cash stuffing. It's like how I dress. I'm always out of style. But if I wait around long enough, my out of style becomes in style again. And that's the case with cash stuffing. I'll tell you all about it coming up later.
That's the truth. They're selling mom jeans now. Like my daughter was looking for mom jeans as a style.
I don't know what that means. Is that like a different era?
It just used to be a joke, but now they're in style. It's okay. Sorry. New year.
Have you seen? So a lot of my clothes come from Costco and Sam's Club. This is a Sam's Club shirt I'm wearing. By the way, if you watch our video edition of the Clark Howard podcast, I hope you're enjoying our brand new set. We tested it. And it was the last two podcasts we did last year. We tested our new set, and now here it is.
It's
with
fancy.
Our beautiful Samsung monitor here that puts up whatever we want to put up here, and then all our decorations. We spent a fortune on our new set. No, we didn't. It's so funny. You know, the big market TV stations, when they do a new set for the anchors, do you know they spend millions on those sets?
Wow.
We spent only $4 million on ours.
No. It was very inexpensive. We had some highly talented people who got really creative and helped us out.
Well, they did a great job, and I appreciate it very much. So let's talk about you and your money. Okay, gift cards. They became such a thing because people didn't know what to give other people. Or they ran out of time and they hate shopping. So they just bought all these gift cards and gave them out. And maybe it's a place you like to shop, maybe it's not. So do you know people who peddle gift cards, the retailers that get you to buy them, they are making jokes about you and me behind our backs because major retailers make massive hundreds of millions of dollars on gift cards never redeemed or fully redeemed. Half of us have unredeemed gift cards that don't get better with time sitting around. Make it a point this January to go find the gift cards from Christmases past, birthdays past, special occasions past, this past Christmas, and use them. The best lesson I got about that, I shared with you years ago. You know, I love ice cream. It's one of my real character flaws is there's never been enough ice cream, premium, super premium ice cream in my life. So a friend gave me a gift card for a particular ultra fancy ice cream place because they heard me complain I couldn't go there a lot because the ice cream was so expensive. So they gave me a gift card for it and I never used it. And you know the punchline, they went out of business. So they spent that money to bring joy in my life and I wasted it. And I never got those calories in my body. I mean, it was a shame. But think of all the gift cards you got that you haven't used. Now, the golden week to use those gift cards in retailers is next week, the 9th of January later. Why? Because by then, you could shoot a cannon off in most retail stores and hit not a single person because people are shopped out. January, it's like you can hear the fans and heating systems in a retailer because there's nobody in there to make any noise. So follow this advice, get them all together and go use them next week when everything they got left is on deep discount clearance and you're playing with the house's money. But don't let the house play one on you by having you not redeem them. What all the CFOs at companies that sell gift cards, they're laughing about us all the time to the Wall Street analysts. Our breakage this quarter was, and what's breakage? It's the amount of money that people spent on gift cards that was not redeemed and goes to the bottom line profits of that company. It'd be much better if it's used by you. Krista?
This is from Rusty in Arkansas. He says, I have a large company in my area offered to buy my business in the past. I've had them offer to buy my business in the past. They said they pay dollar for dollar on revenue. What does that mean? They match gross income for 1 year as a price. Is that even a good price since doing the work myself nets about a 50% profit margin? And if they pay someone to do the work, they would still earn about a 35 to 40% profit right away. How do you determine the value of your business?
So, Rusty, I am imagining, based on what you said, that yours is in some way a service business. And pricing a service business is an art, not a science. If there is a trade association for your industry that you can be a member of or are a member of, they may have advice available when business owners want to sell. Also, if you have friendly competitors in the industry that you're in, and you know businesses change hands, you can talk to friendly competitors and find out what seems to be the going formula for purchasing a business. If yours is kind of a unique thing, you don't have a ready set of friendly competitors that you can talk to, you can go talk to a consultant who specializes as a broker in buying and selling businesses, and you can get guidance from him or her, but be careful what they might have you sign, because they may sign something that commits you, even if you don't use them, to pay them a commission on the sale of your business. But again, there is no typical standard formula for a service business, but specific industries have generally accepted formulas. Let's take something like a heating and air conditioning contractor. In regions, there will be kind of a price formula based on the book of business that that heating and air conditioning contractor has that establishes a general range of when someone's retiring or getting out of the business, what that would go for. For your business, if it is one that is a common industry, there will be some kind of formula like that, and that's what you rely upon. If it's a publicly traded company, typically there are formulas that companies pay based on what's known as the book value of the company. There's really no simple equivalent for a small local service business like yours of how it would work with a big publicly traded company. That's why you got some serious work to do.
David in Kentucky says, my wife is going to be doing some part-time work as a contract employee. She's a lactation consultant and will be handling clients for someone who has an established business. Does she need to start a separate business checking account? The person she's working for said she doesn't need to do this, but my wife has paid for classes and training from our own accounts and intends to write them all off on our taxes. I'm just not sure if that's the correct and best way to proceed. What are your thoughts, and what other items does she need to consider when working as a contract employee? And FYI, she has a full-time job as well, so this is just on the side.
Okay, wonderful. And so this is what we now call gig work.
Yes.
We used to call it side work or
second job.
So, all right, having a separate checking account, not necessary. Having good records of expenses that she has for the business, essential. One thing a lot of people will do in a case like your wife is they will get a credit card or use one they already have where the only time it's ever used is for this side job, this side profession. And so anytime she's buying supplies or anything she has to do, training, whatever, as a lactation consultant, she will be able to treat those as direct expenses against income, and it will be a dollar for dollar offset that reduces tax liability owed. So the important thing is to have good records. They don't even have to be necessarily on a computer program, but you can use a spreadsheet. You can even buy very affordable small business software that you don't buy the actual disk anymore, but that you subscribe to online. But as long as it's really small, you're fine with a pad and a pen and keeping track of all the expenses. But one thing, your wife's going to be responsible for 15.3% self-employment tax, I think is still the percent. So she's got a budget for that. And the best way to do so is do extra withholding from payroll at her current job. And then she won't have to do quarterly tax filings to stay on the good side of the IRS. And other than that, I think she's good to go. If this becomes a big, big deal going forward that ends up supplanting her regular job, then we have a whole different conversation at that point.
This is from Roy in Colorado. A suggestion for listeners is to check the interest rates on any U.S. savings bonds they hold. This can be done at the website treasurydirect.gov. By entering your bond information into the savings bond calculator, the calculator will show the bond's rate. Some bonds issued in recent years have interest rates well below current market rates, and it may be worthwhile to redeem the bond and transfer the principal to another savings vehicle. It should be noted that U.S. savings bonds are exempt from state taxes, whereas a new savings vehicle may not be. A recent check of U.S. savings bonds I hold with an issue date of 11 of 2010 are only paying an interest rate of 0.6%.
Okay, so Roy is definitely an official member of Team Clark.
Yes.
And your suggestion is right on the spot. Spot on is what the British say. Because selling those old ones that are earning such a low embedded rate, those sound like they're Series EE bonds. Getting rid of those, having to deal with the tax burden, but getting rid of them and putting money back into new issue, particularly I bonds, you'll have a much better deal going forward than what you already have. And what a brilliant suggestion to check the current rates that you're getting on savings bonds you've already bought. So I appreciate that very much.
Check your gift cards, check your savings bonds.
Yeah, we got homework for you to. It's always a January thing, right?
Right.
New Year's resolutions. Have you made a New Year's resolution yet?
No, I
have
try not to do
those.
Have
you broken one yet that you haven't made?
No, I don't do them.
You don't?
No, I try to improve on things gradually. I don't want to set myself up.
You know what mine is for 23?
What?
Definitely to have more Coke Zero and Pepsi Zero because you feel like that's so good for me.
Great.
Sorry, Krista. Coming up ahead, we're going to talk about what do you do if you feel like your finances aren't in your control? Something old is new and in again. We're going to talk about it. For the last, 25 years. I'm exaggerating, Krista. For the last 25 years, I have been encouraging you to, if you feel like your finances are out of control, to go back to the Stone Age and use actual cash money for things. You probably hear me say that different ways, probably 10, 12 times a year if you listen regularly to our podcast. If you go to Clark.com, you'll see different times we suggest living on cash. Well, now it's really, really in again. And there's a TikTok video about it that was at 700 million views. Maybe it's at a billion now. That is targeting people, obviously, in their teens and 20s about what is now labeled cash stuffing. And the idea of cash stuffing is you stuff envelopes with cash. Like, this is analog days. Forget the internet. Forget computers. Forget smartphones. Forget paying with Apple Pay or GPay or using a credit card or debit card or card. You pay for things with cash. Why is this so in now? Because a lot of people who grew up in this era, the natural TikTok audience, money was never cash. Money from when they were very young was some kind of plastic. I remember when we had a post from a listener who identified this as such a problem about 15 years ago when they were in a store and the mom had said to her kid, don't remember if it was a boy or a girl, said, we can't afford that. And the kid came back, well, mom, why don't you just use your Visa card? And there's the problem, is that when money is not a tangible thing, but instead is intangible, people lose control of how they handle money.
You know, when my kids were little, I remember we got a gift. We were gifted a Monopoly game for them. And instead of the cash money, everybody got a debit card.
Oh.
And it had a little swiping machine. Oh. And I was like, uh-oh.
So I remember I was speaking at an event that was a financial education center for teenagers. And so I'm at this thing and I'm speaking. And before I spoke, they took me around. They showed me different exhibits. And one of them was sponsored by a bank. Was the bank talking about investing? No. Was the bank talking about money? No. What they had was they had a display set up that was a really cute display to teach teenagers how to use credit cards. I mean, come on. I mean, we got tens of millions of people who grew up in this era where cash has not been a part of their lives. So it's like a discovery how much better you budget and handle money when you use cash only when money has felt out of control in your life. So I think it's fantastic. And if a teenager or young adult is reaching teenagers and young adults with a message on TikTok that teaches and reaches and preaches about getting your finances under control and use cash stuffing as a way to do it, whatever it is, just know that whatever your age, if your spending is felt out of control, this stuff that you can carry, it may be something that you think is only in a museum, but like this thing right here I have is a Lincoln $5 bill. See, I don't have a lot of cash, do I? And then I have two ones with George Washington on them. And I have a 10 with, oh, Hamilton's on a 10. And I have a 20, a Jackson, as they're referred to. So we can count this up. I have $37 on hand. And so when you do cash, if spending's been out of control, and you see the cash dwindle between pay periods, it absolutely changes things.
And you're on TikTok too, by the way, under ask_Clark. Caleb in New York says, I've heard you recommend dropping comp and collision coverage for older vehicles. I own a 2009 Toyota Corolla, and I intend to drive it as long as it lasts. I feel like I should have dropped comp and collision a while ago. However, I'm wondering how this would affect coverage on rental cars. I have 3 credit cards, but none of them offer rental car coverage. Since my car is so old, I do rent a car from time to time for longer road trips. How would dropping comp and collision affect my coverage?
This is a great question. Depends completely on your auto insurer and the laws. You're in New York. So the laws in New York on requirements for auto insurers. New York has unusual rules. They have non-auto owner insurance because so many New Yorkers don't actually own a vehicle and they have to have coverage when they do rent a car. So it's very possible that your auto insurance in New York, even if you don't carry collision comprehensive, will still cover you for temporary use of a rental car. But find that out from your insurer, number one. Number two, I want you to go ahead, if you rent cars more than a couple of times a year, get one of the credit cards that covers you when you rent a car. It's very valuable as a backstop. What your own auto insurer does not cover, you have the credit card stepping in.
Billy in California says, I just placed an Amazon order for a couple of things that were shipped and sold by Amazon, and that qualified for free shipping. But when I selected free shipping during checkout, it only wanted to credit about a third of the shipping cost. I ended up having to have Amazon call me, and they gave me a courtesy credit for the difference during the checkout process. Clark, have you heard of this issue before?
I have not heard of this before. Has your husband, who orders 52 things a day from Amazon, has he ever had that?
You know, I haven't seen that happen when I've ordered stuff either, but it has happened sometimes where it looks like you can get Prime on one of the items, if we, you know, since we have Prime free shipping, and then some other item will be in there and that will ship under a separate thing that does cost money, where it's not all under Prime. So I've had that happen, but it's nice that they gave a credit, and you definitely have to watch for that, I guess. We'll have to
And remember this, almost always ordering on eBay from a third-party seller, those sellers tend to sell on multiple platforms, and they sell for lower cost on eBay than they do on Amazon, and routinely offer free shipping on eBay where they may not through Amazon. So it always is good, if an item is not a Prime item, to see what it is on eBay. And doesn't hurt also to check Walmart as well, because there's such enormous price differences one to another, where sometimes Amazon will be cheaper than eBay. Not usually, but it may be cheaper, but usually it'll be more money. And if you have a situation like this, absolutely, you want to see what's available on eBay, because Amazon's fees are so high on those third-party merchants. They're paying a much higher cost to be under Amazon's umbrella that you may find a cheaper price on eBay.
And Tom in Washington says, Clark, I can get a great Kirkland brand box of candy in Chicago, Liquor Belgian chocolates, but I can't get it in Washington. I contact Costco and the person on the website doesn't know, the warehouse people don't know, and you can't write Costco to ask. So I turn to my mentor. Why should we in Washington be deprived of one of the best things I've tasted within the Kirkland label? Perhaps you could invite them on your show to explain.
So Tom, here's the secret with Costco. They have regional offices, and the regional offices can choose to carry items in their region or not carry items in their region. So there will be differences in goods in different Costco regions of the country. So you need to know, it's possible in Washington State, with Costco being based in Issaquah, that they may run the regional office out of corporate, but it's the regional people you want to talk to, not the store level and not Costco corporate. It's the regional people you want to kind of put a bug in their ear and see if they will, in fact, stock this KS item in your area that you found halfway across the country. It's unusual because the experimental Costco store was built directly across from the Issaquah headquarters.
I've been there with you.
You've been in the experimental one with me?
You took me, yep.
Okay, so at the experimental one, usually you'll find items that may not be available in other Costcos in Washington State. So you may find that KS item in the experimental store in Issaquah that you won't find elsewhere in Washington. But with Costco, you can even call the CEO. Just call headquarters, ask for Craig Jelinek, and just like you'd ask for anybody else, see if you don't get to him or someone in his office and state your beef, because he is incredibly customer focused, or as they say in Costco land, member focused. Let me know what happens. If you're looking to save more money in 23, we've got a fun and keyword free challenge for you. Check out our Save 2023 in 2023 Savings Challenge. See, of course, I mean, that's our closest to whole New Year resolution thing. You'll see it on Clark.com. See how you can increase the amount of money you have in a Superior Credit Union or an inferior bank account this year. You can also just go straight to the link, Clark.com/, I hate doing these crazy web addresses, /save-money/save-2023. Who can remember all that?
No, Krista? I think we just put the link in front of you so you would be able to click on it if you would like. But if you just go to Clark.com, you can see that guide.
So my idiot the sheet challenge. Here.
Yeah.
I was an idiot and I read it. This was not
like
a,
in the movie, Anchorman.
This was not an Anchorman.
Stay classy,
moment.
San Diego.
You didn't hear me say, see on the prompter, say the word annuity. So I read annuity. No cussing on our first show day of the year. Did not happen. You didn't hear me say that word, did
no.
you?
No.
Yeah, I didn't think so. Have a great day and think about it. 2023 dollars saved. If today you have zero, by the end of the year, you could have $2,023 saved. And just think, it's going to be a dollar less than our challenge is next January for 24. Have a great one.